This is a People First Radio podcast.
Many people spoke emotionally about experiences with addiction and recovery at a recent public hearing in Parksville. At issue is a proposed addiction treatment center, which would be run by Island Health and offer a voluntary-only 90-day treatment program for people age 19 and over. There would be 19 beds at the site, which was formerly a seniors' residence. The hearing was over a proposed zoning bylaw amendment that would be required for the facility. We're going to bring you some of the speakers and their stories on the first half of today's program, and we're going to begin with Lisa Stockton.
I'm also somebody who grew up in an alcoholic home. I'm also somebody who has worked at a treatment center for 23 years in Nanaimo. Some of the myths that I've heard about this facility opening, I'd like to kind of dispel. RCMP have never had to come to the facility I work at, but many have come for treatment. Drug dealers don't hang around our facility trying to sell drugs, but many have come for treatment and had their lives given back to them. We have a daycare on site because a lot of women can't come to treatment because they have children. I am sure in 1994, when we opened that facility, nobody wanted it. I know that because I started in 2000. But since we've opened, thousands of people have gotten their lives back. Families have become reunited and people have hope. And the community of Nanaimo has many people who are recovered, living there, going to school, working there, volunteering in local organizations, and raising their families. I'm really hopeful that the people of Parksville will see that this is something that can be really positive for people that live here. Thank you.
Nicole Weber also spoke at the hearing.
As a parent in this community and a concerned citizen, I can't stomach the thought of not in my backyard or to protect our children. This is to protect my child. My child had to go to the mainland to receive treatment. I'm so proud of him. He's 1 year sober, 1 year clean. Can you imagine if he could have stayed in his own community? I see the unhomed because I run a long-term care facility in this community. I protect seniors every day. I want to protect children and seniors by giving hope to the unhomed, to the people with substance use challenges, and this is a surefire way to do that. So I hope that everybody will consider in our backyard and for our children. Thanks.
One voice of opposition to the proposed zoning bylaw amendment came from the general manager of Berwick, a retirement community located near the treatment center's proposed site.
Good evening. My name is Nick Lynch. I'm the general manager at Berwick Parksville, 180 Jensen Avenue. I'm speaking against the rezoning proposal. I've never been this fortunate to be associated with such a large group of older adults that have so much kindness and empathy for people in all walks of life. I know that they would agree that there is a need for an addictions support in all cities around our province, but it should not occur at the expense of their perceived freedoms. Our residents regularly tell me they choose Berwick Parksville because of the freedoms it would provide, but not only because of the freedoms it would provide, not only by the services offered by Berwick, but also its level topography and walkable downtown location. Freedom of movement and safeguarding of personal protection are necessities for all of us. However, it is unfortunate that we have already had to advise residents to be extra cautious when walking in certain areas of the city. Now, the proposed addiction recovery facility presents yet another source of apprehension that feels like we are restricting the livability that the city's revitalization plan alluded to. Locating Berwick in the core of downtown was intentional for us, as so our residents could live in the heart of community activity and be engaged participants in the revitalization of the downtown. Our conversations with them before they moved in envisioned vitality and vibrancy in the areas surrounding the building. Now, our conversations with potential new residents include safety and security because of this proposed rezoning application. It is troubling that in our due diligence to consider building in Parksville, there was never a hint or contemplation of this type of social service that this type of social service would be located in an area where we were led to be believed to be treasured and destined to become a vibrant and livable downtown core. I urge council to not further erode the freedom of movement for our seniors, but instead stay committed to the revitalization strategy we all had confidence in.
Parksville resident Laura Snazel offered support to the proposed treatment center.
This is an amazing opportunity for supporting, could be your spouse, your son or daughter, your friend, your neighbor, your colleague, and your community member. I had an alcohol addiction for many years. As a young adult, I tried my best over time to stop my alcohol addiction. I was very, very ill by the time I reached my mid to late 30s. I was mentally, physically, and spiritually just exhausted. I tried really hard to hide my addiction because I had so much shame and guilt and self-hatred. I tried so hard to quit. I failed every time on my own. I was desperate. I was hopeless. I didn't want to be here anymore. I couldn't change. Fortunately, I had a friend in the addiction field who suggested I go to a residential treatment program. And that program literally saved my life. That opportunity to learn coping skills and to heal from a lot of my own emotional pain led me to go back to school to learn. I took a human services counseling program, and that led to an amazing, rewarding career as an addictions counselor for many years. So I want there to be somewhere that people can have hope, that they can have the opportunities that I had, and that they can heal and thrive again. Thank you.
You're listening to People First Radio. Island Health is planning on bringing an addiction treatment center to Parksville. It would provide a voluntary-only 90-day program for people from Vancouver Island. The proposed site in downtown Parksville would require a zoning bylaw change. At a recent public hearing to discuss that change, many people shared personal experiences of how addiction and treatment have impacted them or their family members.
My name is Elizabeth Hillier, and I'm extremely nervous. I'm speaking on behalf of the treatment center. I have many lived experiences where if the treatment center wasn't available to me at the time, I wouldn't be standing here today. You know, we need this. And the people who are on the streets now, they're not going anywhere. And it's not going to affect the treatment center. That's not going to affect that at all. And people, the addiction is not the problem. People are suffering. People are in pain. And addiction is their solution. And without the help, we can't get well, because we stay stuck in it. And so all I ask people to do is to consider the people who are in great pain out there, who have experienced, we've all experienced trauma, but we all get help in our own ways, but we need something where people can heal. I'm a living example. I'm still an addict. I still suffer from mental health. But I'm getting help now because this city is providing me with some help. And I'm beginning to heal after 67 years of my life of living not so well. I'm healing now. And that's what everybody needs an opportunity to do, is to heal. We need to look at these people, I'm sorry, as human beings. And we need to show them compassion and just, I've been in many treatment centers. There's never been a problem around the treatment center. I've been in treatment centers that were houses in the city, right in the middle of the city. and there was never problems there. The problems that are here are different from the problems that you're talking about with the treatment center. It's totally different, in my opinion. And I just ask you to please search your hearts and make the right choice here for a human being.
My name is Scott DeLong, and I'm not a resident of Parksville. I traveled up from Victoria to support the changing of the bylaw. My role, I'm the Vice President of Community Health for the British Columbia General Employees Union, and my job is a residential team lead for treatment programs in Victoria for Island Health. I've been working for Island Health since 1994. I supervise three residential treatment programs, and in the past decade, the police were called once because we suspected someone was driving impaired. In fact, the residents engage in behaviors that support the community. In fact, one of our residential programs is a block away from a Berwick. They didn't even know we were there for the first 7 years. I have seen residents assist seniors that have fallen, and I've also seen people die because of the toxic drug supply. I have worked in an intake program and seen the wait list reduced by three people because they passed away. We're in a crisis. And if anything I could do to support this, I know one thing, that they're fairly decent jobs. You're going to have extra ears and eyes in the community. And let's not confuse this with harm reduction, where there's chaos. This is treatment. These people coming are going to be screened by Island Health to make sure that they can live to community standards. If they can't live to community standards, they won't be accepted into the program. They will be referred to another program that can suit their needs. But all we're asking here is everyone knows a loved one. People die waiting to get into facilities like this. That's a fact. So I support what Island Health is doing here. And if this wasn't important to me, I wouldn't have taken the drive from Victoria to say these few words. Thank you.
You're looking at a product of a recovery house. I cleaned up 10 years ago, actually 11 years ago on December 17th, will be 11 years. And I can tell you for a lot of my life, I wasn't a productive member of society. If it wasn't for that recovery house that I went to, I wouldn't be the productive member of society I am in this town here now. I can say 100% that the facility I went to in the heart, in the center of New Westminster, BC, was probably the safest 3-mile radius around. We did things in that community and still continue to do so for the neighbors, like mowing their lawns. We help out at the churches. We're encouraged to support each other and help each other and become exactly what I've been saying, a productive member of society. So to turn a blind eye or to say it's somebody else's problem or we don't want this in our neighborhood or in our backyard is, I believe, born of complete ignorance. And we need to start to disperse of that myth that we're not worth something like this to help each other. Thank you.
This is People First Radio. We're hearing speeches and stories from a recent public hearing in Parksville. Island Health is planning to bring an addiction treatment center to the community. It would have a voluntary-only 90-day program providing 19 beds for people from Vancouver Island. The proposed site for the center would require a zoning bylaw amendment, which was the subject of the hearing.
Hi, my name is Leanna Takuma, and I have been in Parksville since 1980. I went to school here. My children went to school here. I've just recently moved 4 months ago to Qualicum, but I am here because I am completely for this. Not only am I for it, but I'd like to help if I can. So I'm an active member of this community in Parksville. I have been the manager of the Shelley Road Center for 17 years. I've been clean for 18 years, and I lost a child to this disease 8 years ago. So I have a lot of feelings and emotions about this, but I also have a lot of experience with it. I too am a product of somebody that went to a house exactly like the one that I am so grateful that is being proposed here today in the town that I have lived in for most of my life. I went to a woman's facility in Vancouver because there was nothing here. I hadn't been out of my husband's bed in 18 years and I left both my children to get clean. And I had to leave this small town, the community, my home to do that. My daughter, I had to take to Karamias to get her into a treatment center because there was nothing here for her. She was 12 years old. I met kids in that facility that had never done anything but lived on the streets. They didn't. Their moms and dads had grown up on the streets. I have a mother-in-law that's in Berwick. And she lost her granddaughter. Don't tell me you don't think that she would like to have had an opportunity for her granddaughter to have gotten cleaned up in the town that she lives in. I understand the fear. And the reason I understand the fear is because drugs are scary. And it's like it's been mentioned here. People, we need help, right? It's a mental illness. It's a disease. And people that don't have this disease cannot understand it. But we can help. We can help, and treatment centers help people to become productive members of society. And that's what we want to do. We want to help these people become productive so you're not scared of them. And the last thing that I will say, we are all God's children, and He doesn't make junk.
My name is Lorraine Crossan. I'm a resident of Berwick, and I fully support this new residence that is going to be provided for these people that want help. We need to give it to them. And it's going to save the government some money too. It's going to come fast because it's already there. Thank you.
Hi, my name's Larry Bickham, and I've been a resident here in Parksville for just about 20 years now. I was involved in a broad-based community organization that came together to improve healthcare in the area and resulted in the establishment of the Oceanside Health Center. It's far less than what we need, but it's a damn sight better than what we had. And we didn't get it because Island Health wanted to put it here. We get it because we demonstrated this community cares. And I want to be part of a caring community. With reference to the Orca Place, I remember the furor that was raised when that was proposed, and including our investors from Berwick, who put the plans on the shelf for a while until it was actually built and functioning. And rather than being an eyesore, it's a source of pride within this community and part of the cleanest part of this city. I want to be part of a caring community, and that's what I think Parksville is. As far as the risk is concerned, I can appreciate the business owners downtown because I do my business downtown. I see what they deal with. But it's not the people in treatment that are the problem. It's the ones who can't get treatment. That's where their problem lies. So I fully support the proposed amendment.
Hi, Sapka. OCN. My name is Salokton, and I'm from Snanawas, which is in Nanu's territory. So first of all, I want to welcome you to Sanawa's traditional territory. It's good to have you here.
Thank you.
And we in Sanawa's, we had a treatment center for 32 years in our community. And we lived with a treatment center in our community. And we never had any problems. And I like what the gentleman was referring to earlier, that really good intake and preparation for people to come in was really important and never really affected our community and was a big part of our community. They have moved now to Cowichan and built another facility there. But while they're with us, it was a tremendous opportunity for the people in our community to find employment, to learn different skills. And I think that's what the treatment center does as well, is bring different skills to the community, as well as helping those in the community looking for help and support. My children went to school in Parksville, and some of our community members still go to school here, and because we're on the border, so we can go to Parksville schools. And so our families know a lot of people in the community and know what it means to have this in their community. And because we had one in our community for so long. And it's really important for healing and growth. And my always thought, if they could put me out of business, I would have taken that opportunity. But it's always in great need everywhere. It seems like it's everywhere right now. And so I really want to thank you for all your hard work, congratulate you on all the hard work that you do and that you bring to the communities as well. So my hands go up to all of you as well. Thank you.
Thank you so much for this space and this time to share with you. What Jeff had shared with the community is Nanawas having a healing house on their traditional territory for 32 years. The only reason why it relocated is because we needed a bigger building with more services. And just on a personal note, I just wanted to say to all the good folks here that I went through those doors in 1993. I came from a background of alcoholism and drug addiction. And Mitzi was one of the first faces that I seen when I walked through that door, scared. As scared as everybody here is of them, we're just as scared as you. I went through program. I went through 6 weeks. It changed my life. The Red Road changed my life. And you're looking at a product of somebody that pursued her dreams that didn't have reachable dreams in those days. Now I have my master's degree and I'm in a senior provincial position with First Nations Health that never would have been obtained if I didn't go through those doors. That's just a personal note. So my contribution to this time and space is to be in favor of, yes, there's fear involved, but the only way to get through fear is to be courageous. Just like I was that day I walked through that door, as well as that day I walked out that door into my future. Thank you for listening.
You're tuned in to People First Radio. On the first half of today's program, we're hearing stories shared at a recent public hearing in Parksville. Island Health is planning on bringing an addiction treatment center to the community, but the proposed site requires a zoning bylaw amendment. That prompted a public hearing last week, with many sharing experiences related to addiction and recovery.
Hello, my name is Beverly Mitchell. I'm a proud member of Parksville community. Sorry, this is a very emotional subject. I want to retire here in obscurity as a police officer for almost 30 years in Vancouver, and I chose to work on the street. Today, I felt moved to come here to speak for all the voices that we lost on the street we couldn't save. Every day I dealt with addiction and mental health issues, and so many times they said, I've been waiting forever to get into rehab and there is no space. And you could phone all of the spaces and there was no space. And we can't leave the rehab facilities for the big cities of Vancouver and Nanaimo and Victoria because it is such a prominent problem that we face. And working on the street, we didn't get called to the rehab places. The mental health facilities, when we were called by the staff because somebody, they were being treated and they needed to go to the hospital. And we got there before it got to the, before people were hurt and before it got violent. A town, a city, a community, a society is judged on how we treat our most vulnerable. And this is not a low barrier or a no barrier facility. I'm the first to admit that there have been so many changes in Parksville and that there is a lot of street disorder and there's open drug use everywhere and it is fearful for people. But this is not the facility that we're looking for. This facility that's being proposed is someplace that people want to go to get treatment. And if we can save some souls, if we can save some families, and children don't have to go through life with an addicted parent or a dead parent, It is our, it's what we have the power to do. So I fully support this change to the bylaw, and I really hope that people can find it in their heart to do more research and to find out that we all need this facility. Thank you.
My name is Aaron McCluskey. I don't live in Parksville, but I work at a treatment center that's closely aligned with Island Health, and I'm the alumni relations manager there, which means I manage an alumni community of about 2,000 all over the island in Western Canada. And I felt compelled to come up here and speak a bit today about my experience in my community. So thank you for that. Prior to treatment, I attended treatment about 9 years ago. I was precariously housed. I was routinely unemployed, and I was a burden on the healthcare system and the community resources as I suffered. And I'm not one of those high acuity guys that you saw rolling around in the street. I was hanging out in my parents' basement, abusing drugs, not working, and going to the doctor all the time and just draining resources. Since entering recovery about 9 years ago, I'm a contributing member of my community. I pay my bills. I pay my taxes. I own and maintain property. I'm a good neighbor. I'm present for my loved ones, and I'm present for my life. And that's an amazing gift. And I wouldn't have been able to do any of that without a safe place to go, a safe place to stay, and a safe place to get well. One of the great joys in my professional career is learning that I'm not alone in this. Every year, I get to meet hundreds of people that go somewhere and they get well and they start engaging in community. They're good employees. They're good friends. They're our sons. They're our daughters. They get their children out of care. They come and do amazing things. And each one of those journeys is initiated in a safe place which is similar to what's being proposed today. These are folks that are passionate about their community, and they're passionate about giving back. I will say also, as someone who used to use drugs, when I was using drugs, anywhere near a treatment center was the last place I wanted to be. Right? Like, I lived in a place where if I got within 3 blocks of a treatment center, I thought the staff would come and kidnap me and hold me hostage there. And so I avoided that area entirely. Anyways, we're in Cobble Hill, and the fine folks in the small town of Cobble Hill, a lot of them don't even know we're there. We're good neighbors. And I know about Island Health, and I know they can be good neighbors too. So thank you so much.
I'm here representing our organization, Mom Stop the Harm, and the ladies with me. And I represent other parents in town that have lost their children, loved ones to substance use harms. We are in favor of the rezoning change. This is a facility that is really needed. I personally spent $30,000 to save my son, and it didn't save him. He needed to go to treatment again, and we had no more money. This treatment center will be free for those that need it, and it's desperately needed.
Those were some of the speakers at a recent public hearing in Parksville. The hearing was over a proposed zoning bylaw amendment that would be required to bring an Island Health Addiction Treatment Center to a site in downtown Parksville. The proposed amendment will head back to Parksville City Council for a third reading at an upcoming meeting.
People First Radio, People First Media, and People First Stories are community media projects of Vancouver Island Mental Health Society and are produced in Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed do not necessarily represent the views of Vancouver Island Mental Health Society or its broadcast, podcast, and social media partners.